Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. And yes, it's the return of Tuesday Tales, where I discuss stories from back in the day, and sometimes things from more recent games. Today in episode 72, I'll talk about the time my character Griswold, the namesake of Follow Me and Die, lost his mind. But first, a quick disclaimer. I will mention something in this episode that some might find upsetting, so if this topic bothers you, then please don't listen. And by way of explanation, I mean no disrespect to anyone who struggles with mental illness. I encourage everyone who struggles with their mental health to consult with a mental health care provider. And role-playing games cover many aspects of reality and put a gaming spin on them. Role-play is used in some forms of therapy to help with various issues. And role-playing games have become yet another way to help people deal with real-life issues. I've had struggles in life, as have all of us. And there have been times when I've sought counseling to assist me with my own issues. Thankfully, I haven't needed that for many years. However, I should have sought grief counseling a dozen or so years ago when my mom died, and again a few years later when my dad died, which was the same year my marriage broke up. I encourage anyone listening who is struggling to deal with things to reach out. You don't have to face it alone. If you are struggling with thoughts of self-harm, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has a hotline at 800-273-8255. We now resume our episode. For those of us who played or even still play Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 1st Edition, we probably know this, but you can find on pages 83 and 84 of the Dungeon Master's Guide a D20 table for randomly determining a particular mental illness, and each of them is defined for use in-game. And to conclude that section, Gary Gygax wrote, "Naturally, these forms of insanity are not clinically correct. They are designed to conform to game terms and situations. Their inclusion is to fill in an area of the game where a condition exists and no adequate explanation is otherwise given. And to me, this means it's a game. So don't go around diagnosing your friends." Gygax then refers you to the topic of disease, which if you check is in the section Character Age, Aging, Disease, and Death. And the part that discusses disease is again not clinically accurate, but presents rules for contracting disease or being infected with a parasite. And the title of the disease table includes in parentheses, or disorder, making it more general for other types of malady. It is the sheer number and variety of tables in the 1st edition Dungeon Master's Guide that makes it a great resource that can be applied to any role-playing game to assist the game master with game prep. On pages 100 and following, there's also a section on NPCs and tables to randomly determine their personas. And one of those tables is a D10 table for quick results. And on that table, NPCs have a 60% chance of being stable and a 40% chance of one of the other options, be it neurotic, unstable, insane, or maniacal. And the last two options, insane and maniacal, each have an asterisk that indicates roll again, then take the result that comes up. So those two options only happen if you roll the same thing twice. However, you can always go with the first result. And one of the players in the Sunday game I play in actually uses these tables to determine his character's personality, and that led to a lot of inflexibility on the player's behalf as he conforms to what he rolled. The character was unstable and basically ended up retiring after a disagreement among the characters and rolled up a new character. In my opinion, players should not randomly determine personality traits, but thankfully, while a bit frustrating to me, it was a disagreement among the characters and not the players. Gary Gygax dumped a lot of ideas and information into the Dungeon Master's Guide to help the Dungeon Master with both session and campaign preparation. It's amazing how much stuff is crammed in here. The initial paragraph of the insanity section is as follows. When a character is struck by insanity, due to mental attack, curse, or whatever, you may assign the type of madness according to the seriousness of the affliction, or determine the affliction randomly through the table below. Each type of insanity listed thereon is described in game terms. As DM, you will have to assume the role of the insane character whenever the madness strikes, for most players will not be willing to go so far. Note that this list is not so comprehensive as to preclude any addition you desire. Just be sure that you follow the spirit of the rules here. If insanity is a possibility in your campaign, I think it a wise move to ensure your players are on board with that. Don't wait until a character has activated a cursed item to spring insanity on the player. It might have unexpected consequences. Personally, I would not have a problem with role-playing anything regarding a character being insane, with the exception of suicide. To me, movies and other forms of entertainment that portray the only option for a character is suicide just doesn't sit well with me. And spoiler alert for the movie Dead Poets Society, at the end, the kid commits suicide as the only option. That was a direction that I never expected, and just, I didn't react well to it. And while it's a good movie, I've only watched it once, and I doubt I'll ever watch it again. When I was a counselor at camp when I was in college, and one of the high school kids went underwater at the pool and mimicked a gun to the head and then expelled all the air to create a flurry of bubbles, was not cool. I've even heard of a convention game somewhere where the only solution was for every player in the party to commit suicide. Now, I don't care why. That is a game I never want to play. Now, I might be okay with a scenario where an NPC committed suicide, but acting it out during play would probably see me squirming or perhaps even leaving the table. And now, final warning, if this is a topic that bothers you, stop listening now. The reason suicide as entertainment bothers me so much is that my girlfriend in college was dealing with depression, and I really didn't understand. And one day, something was bothering her, and of all things, I managed to get her to play 20 questions to find out what was wrong. Well, when she went off to college, her parents helped her buy a mobile home to save on rent and other living expenses, and she lived alone or sometimes had a roommate. So, for protection, her dad gave her a pistol. And of all things, she actually asked me to pull the trigger because she didn't have the guts to do it. Thankfully, it all worked out okay for her. She got on medications, and now she's married and has two kids in college and a career, and her life is happy, as far as I understand. And that whole incident really messed with my mind, and honestly, I did not handle it well on my part. But nothing in my life could ever prepare for someone to ask that question. That's why suicide is no joke to me. And it just doesn't compute. I like being alive, and I have too many things I want to do. I can't imagine doing that. I didn't mean to get so heavy, but talking about this topic, I thought it best to address things head on. So let's end on a more positive note, and I'll actually finally get to my tale from back in the day. So at some point after the Stuarts won the Battle of the Plains and reclaimed the throne from the Buchanans, my character Griswold was exploring the castle, and he came upon the library and was looking for any books to help him gather more information to help him deal with all the various situations of suddenly being one of the nobles over the kingdom. Well, unfortunately, as you may have guessed, one of the books was a book of poetry with mournful odes to the sinking islands in a nearby inland sea, or you could describe it as a large lake. These islands would sink and rise. And, of course, the book was cursed. This was in the middle of winter, and the winters were quite harsh, as I mentioned in episode 58, Winter Escapades. Griswold was afflicted by either dementia praecox or melancholia, at least as defined by the Dungeon Master's Guide. I don't recall which, But basically, he was filled with a malaise and ennui about life. Nothing would satisfy like the thought of going to those islands on the lake. Griswold would sit with the book and look up and give a heavy sigh and go back to the book. He became essentially useless for adventuring, and should our enemies learn that the king's wizard was incapacitated, they would strike. Now, Griswold wasn't really a wizard. He was maybe 5th or 6th level as a magic user, so far from a true wizard. But the king ordered someone, I don't recall who now, to bundle up Griswold and take him to the Elvish Kingdom, where one of the clerics at his home temple could help him. And so Griswold was bundled up and put on a dog sled, and the trek was made around the orc-infested hills and across the plains. And because it was winter and traveling by sled, it was like a 3 or 4 day trip. And thankfully, there were no random encounters, and we made it safely. And Griswold was restored to sanity. So that was my experience with insanity from back in the day. And as a game master, I've never implemented insanity that could affect a character. I'm not saying I'd never deal with insanity in a game through a cursed item. It just hasn't been on my radar when I've been preparing things. And I think it would best be handled in person with a group I know to minimize issues. It's definitely not something I'd want to attempt in online play. There's too many ways it could go wrong. And I'd like to know if you've handled insanity in-game. Were those enjoyable games? Or did they go off the rails? Is it acceptable to portray mental illness in RPGs? Are there any specific aspects of mental illness you draw the line and won't indulge? Role-playing games should be fun, but this is a topic that can be a minefield at the table if not handled well. So call in and share your thoughts. Next week, I'll have to talk about the time Griswold, a cleric, he is a cleric fighter magic user, almost died of disease. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening. And game on.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.